Sometimes it's difficult to see something in front of your face. That's true for me today. And I'm sure it's been true for you in the past when you've lost something. Set of keys, recipe, something around the house. And you've misplaced it and you know somewhere and you look and you look and you retrace your steps and you go back and you try to find whatever it is that you've lost. You know it's there somewhere, but just simply can't see it. In desperation, after futilely searching for it, you ask someone else to help you out. And lo and behold, instantly they see it. It's right there. It's as if it was there all along, and yet your eyes, for some reasons, didn't focus on it. At our house, when we're the ones who find it, or someone has asked us for help, we say it was a bear, it'd bit you. Just to let them know, you know, it was very close to you. You should have seen it there. Or how many times have you seen, they're as popular as they used to be, but those 3D diagrams with all the little dots in them? Sometimes they're pink and yellow merged together. And there's a picture there somewhere. And you stare at that piece of paper and you look at all those dots and you look and look and look and look, but you don't have a clue as to what's there. And then someone who's, there's a whale right there in the picture. Or some other object. I even had a congregant give me one of the face of Jesus, and I looked to see it until someone pointed it out to me. The picture emerged instantly, and there it was, right in front of my eyes, right in front of our eyes. It was covered with red and green and blue dots, the image without someone pointing it out to you. From the gospel reading today from Luke, it seems Mary and Joseph may have had that same problem of seeing. After all the by the angels to the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth, and the story of how they came, who told Joseph and Mary undoubtedly that Jesus was the Son of the Most High, the Son of God, God incarnate, and all of the messages that had come to Mary and Joseph, Mary by Gabriel, Joseph in a dream, who he was, name him Jesus, and so forth, but also that he was to be for them and for the world, a savior. We might ask, why was it so hard for them to see Jesus for who he would become? Maybe with all the events that occurred in their lives in those few months before his birth, they just needed to get on with their life, all of those really exceptional events. Maybe they were tired. They had to walk 85 miles from Nazareth, Bethlehem, and then 85 miles back home again. 8 days after Jesus' birth, they had to go to Jerusalem, where Jesus was to be circumcised. Now, 40 days later from the reading this morning, they had to return to Jerusalem for the purification rites of Mary, and for, because Jesus was their firstborn, the giving of Jesus, dedicating him to God. All of this required by the law of Moses, as the reading said. Now, the walk from Nazareth to Jerusalem was 90 miles. To do that twice within a two-month period of time. I doubt very much if with it had occurred in all of the requirements of their travels that they sat at home at night and reflected upon the words at the end and what Jesus meant to them and so forth. I'm sure the true effect of who what Jesus was and what he was to do didn't change of an infant in their home either. Diapers to be changed, feedings frequently, a need for warm blankets, those diapers, plus maintaining their own lives. And it probably was not foremost on their minds about who Jesus really was. That happens in our lives too, doesn't it? We become so wrapped up in things and the work of the day, the requirements, the demands of our life, that we sometimes lose track of the realities. But our God is a really gracious God. And he sees these temporal demands that are in our, he knows that we are faithful people. And sometimes he acts to help his people see that which is not always quite apparent to us. I think that's what he did in the case of Mary this morning. He arranged for two people, a man named Simeon and a woman named Anna, to help Joseph and Mary really see who Jesus was and to become. Now, Mary and Joseph knew that he was the Messiah, but God really wanted them to see more than he was the Messiah. God wanted them to go beyond the descriptions that had already been given to them by Gabriel and by the message in the dream that Joseph had received. And so these two faithful people came to the temple on that day in which Mary and Joseph had come, and they spoke to Mary and Joseph about Jesus. The first one that Joseph and Mary encountered was Simeon. Often people portray Simeon as being a very old man. There's nothing in the Bible that says he was old. It just says that he had been waiting and would wait, and God had promised that he would not die before he saw Jesus. So he might have been 50 years old or 40 years old or even 35 like me. Simeon came up to Mary and Joseph, and he was very thankful to God, praising God, certainly that he had lived to see the baby Jesus. And he was under the power of the Holy Spirit. He also helped Mary and Joseph to see who Jesus really was and what he was to become. Now, as I said, they heard this before, that Jesus was to be the salvation of his people. But I don't think that the idea of who the Messiah was to be, according to both Simeon and Anna, was accurately portrayed in their minds of who the Messiah was to be. Simeon then blessed Mary and Joseph. And probably because Joseph died before Jesus did, Simeon made a particular set of revelations to Mary. He told Mary that Jesus would be responsible for bringing many people to a moral decision in their lives. Some of them would reject him, and they would fall spiritually. And some would accept him, and they would rise spiritually. So Simeon said Jesus would be a sign in the sense that he would be a demonstration of God's work in people's hearts. And he would force some to stumble, the proverbial stumbling stone that is given to us from the book of Isaiah. He would be an instrument of salvation for some, but condemnation for others. And for this, he would pay a price. And the price that he would pay would be suffering and the antagonism of those who rejected him. And he eventually would die for that rejection. But then Simeon goes on to address Mary and say that Mary, deeply hurt in her soul because of the rejection of her son Jesus, he uses the word a sword would pierce her heart, her soul. And the word sword here that is used refers to a javelin. It is not merely a figure of speech in the same sense. It is a piercing, painful hurt that he describes to Mary. And then after that, Simeon is followed by a widow, Anna, 84 years old, looking more like me. And she announces to Mary and Joseph that Jesus is the Savior. But she goes beyond them and tells everyone around her who Jesus was. And so Mary's and Joseph's eyes are really opened here. And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, through the two people, Simeon and Anna, they are able finally to see perhaps what Jesus really was. Yes, he is a baby, but he is the Messiah, he is the Savior, and he is the Son of God. It's just the same way, I think, for us sometimes as it was for Mary and Joseph. It's hard for us to see what God wants us to see, to recognize what is really in front of us. Just a few days ago, we all rejoiced. We have this morning about the angels. We gave thanks for the first coming of Jesus. The problem is that in a few days, all the glitter and the gloss of the Christmas celebration will be gone, and like Mary and Joseph, most of us will go back to our lives, the daily grind, so to speak. And we may not recognize what has happened right here in this moment of Christmas. God has acted to save us from our sins, and he's guaranteed us the hope of life eternal with him. And brothers and sisters in Christ, if we in faith sometimes lose sight of what God wants us to see, can you imagine those who have not had any exposure whatsoever? They don't see Jesus at all in that way, and some don't want to. Being able to see what God is doing in our lives, how he's fulfilling his promises, isn't an easy thing. But then again, God's word teaches us that that's really not contingent upon our actions. You don't have to go cross-eyed like you do looking at one of those dot pictures to see this, because God has allowed the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. Simeon was given a promise to live to see Jesus Christ before he died. He went into that temple that day, and a lot of people were with him, and they all saw Jesus in the temple building, including Mary and Joseph. Just like a lot of people during Advent and during Christmas heard those carols about Jesus, and they saw and sent cards with nativity scenes on them, and they saw nativity scenes outside. But just like that maze of dots in one of those puzzles as I described earlier, they really didn't see who Jesus was. Simeon just didn't see Jesus as a baby in the temple that day. He recognized who Jesus was. Simeon was not only given the promise to see Jesus, he was given the promise to recognize by the power of the Holy Spirit who Jesus was. And the reason that Simeon saw the whole picture, the reason he recognized Jesus when he saw him with Mary and Joseph, was because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Luke says he came in the Spirit that day. Now, what's that actually mean? I don't really know if I can describe that fully. I do know that in some way, Simeon had a connection to the Holy Spirit. In verse 25, Luke says, he was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Simeon was able to see an infant, not even 2 months old, as his Savior, as his Redeemer, as his King. He was able to see clearly not only the image of a baby like all the other babies in the temple who were in Jerusalem that day, but he was able to see by the power of the Holy Spirit who that baby was in his life. I ask you, is that where you are? Do you have the power of the Holy Spirit that sees in that baby your Savior? Now, don't panic. Don't panic about that question. The answer is, yes, you do. You do see Jesus as your Savior. You see the gift of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who is your comforter, who is your counselor, who is the paraclete, the one who walks with you daily. How do I know that? When did this happen for you? You all know when it happened. It happened at your baptism. You received the power of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus. You received that gift from Jesus in your baptism so that you could see. Simeon didn't have the Holy Spirit because of his righteousness and devoutness. He was righteous and devout because of the Holy Spirit. That had come first. And Simeon responded to the Holy Spirit's presence through a life of listening and searching and recognizing God's work through the power of the Holy Spirit in his life. He listened to God's word, He listened to the Holy Scriptures and what they revealed to him. He listened to the Holy Spirit as he went to the temple that day and drew him along to the baby Jesus in the temple grounds. And he responded to the Holy Spirit's prompting by going and doing what the Holy Spirit said. He recognized what God was doing because the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. So the Spirit led him. There is a direct, very important idea here too. God's work and his action in our lives always comes before our response. Simeon had received the Holy Spirit first, and his response was to follow the Holy Spirit and go into the temple and recognize the baby. God has revealed Jesus to us. His Spirit is working faith in us, and we respond with thanks and praise in a similar way to Simeon in his great song of praise, the Nunc Dimittis. Jesus is the reason that you came to church today, led by the Spirit. It's the reason you came on Christmas Eve or listened to us by streaming on your computer. It's the reason that you continue to come back to church. It's the reason that you read God's word. It is part of what is in you, in the faith that you have. The Spirit is with you. It helps make those daily grinds like the ones that Mary and Joseph had experienced become more realistic in the light of Jesus being in your life. Sometimes we have to look to the Holy Spirit to see God in our lives and the salvation. Sometimes we have to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit. But that is not hard to do. That is not hard to do if we read the Bible. It is not hard to do as we come to the Holy Supper. The Holy Spirit opens our hearts and opens the eyes of our hearts to see. But there are other people. There are other people who do not have this great faith and the Holy Spirit in them. And we have to be the Simeons and Annas for them. We have to come to them and tell them and show them the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, how God often acts in our lives, and we see him acting in our lives, and how Jesus walks with us daily. Some of them can only see the dots all over, but they don't see the true picture. They need to turn to God's word. They need to hear you tell them what's in the picture. For them, we who have that privilege of being his disciples, we who are the Simeons and the Annas, we who have the power of the Holy Spirit, can let that Holy Spirit work through us to give a clear picture of who Jesus was, who he was to become, who he did become, and what he means for us. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can help them find Jesus in their lives. You don't have to be an eloquent theologian. You don't have to be a gifted counselor. You don't have to be a magnificent prophet. You just need to tell them that Jesus died for you, just as he died for all people. He saved us all from our sins. He saved the whole world from sin. And Jesus will be with them just as he is with you every day on this earth, and he will come to get them at the end of their days if they have faith in him, just as he is going to do in faith for you. That's easy to see, isn't it? It's right there for you and for me because of the power of the Holy Spirit. So as you continue your day, your life, as you go on through this week, after being blessed to celebrate this Christmas season, look for Jesus right where he is, in you, in your life. And as you see him there, share him with someone who can't quite see. And by the power of the Holy Spirit in you, enable them just as Simeon and Anna uplifted Mary and Joseph, enable them to find the peace and the joy and the hope of salvation that you have found in the babe of Bethlehem. And in the name of that child of Bethlehem, who is the Savior of the world, amen.